Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia registered its highest number of COVID-19 deaths in a single day on Tuesday. Health Commissioner Dr. Tom Farley says he expects the trend to continue.
I'm hopeful that in a not-too-distant future, we will see a plateauing of the number of new cases of infection, but the number of people who die from this is going to lag behind that, so this number of deaths will probably continue to rise over the next few days to a couple of weeks.
The city is looking at how to prepare for life after the coronavirus pandemic. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Mayor Kenney says the pandemic has savaged the city's budget as well, and he will have to offer a completely new one that will call for large cuts in city services to make up not only for the expense of fighting the virus, but the crash in revenue.
It's not going to be nice if people are going to complain and they're going to expect certain things to be done that are not going to be done. But when there's no money, there's no money.
The only bright note the mayor offered is that it won't be forever. New Jersey is extending its public health emergency another 30 days following the state's highest daily death total since the coronavirus pandemic began. The general state of emergency is open-ended. Governor Phil Murphy ordered the closure of all state and local parks and forests Tuesday.
Far too many instances where people are gathering in groups in our parks, erroneously thinking since they're outside, social distancing doesn't matter. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Municipal parks are a local call. Murphy says there are early signs the infection curve is leveling a bit, but as KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports, there are still major concerns.
Almost half of the state's nursing homes have been hit by the virus, and staffing levels are starting to be affected. Health officials are developing a statewide plan to address that. There are also cautions going out to healthcare workers who may come down with the virus not to return to duty until they're over it.
The governor notes there's no reason to lighten up on social distancing efforts just yet. Delaware Governor John Carney is expecting a surge of coronavirus cases in the next week, but state leaders believe they'll have enough hospital beds to handle them. KYW's Mike DiNardo has the details.
Delaware Emergency Management Agency Director A.J. Shaw says the state's healthcare system should have enough capacity.
For the next 5 to 7 days, I feel confident that the hospitals are able to adequately respond to the increased demand.
Carney has also added pawn shops, electronics stores, and hotels to his list of businesses ordered to close.
Delaware officials, like many in the area, are concerned about hospital staff contracting the virus. Working from home is the new normal for a lot of people now, and their cars are just sitting in the driveway. KYW's Mike Doherty reached out to a mechanic and AAA to find out what people can do to keep up with maintenance.
Harry Orlandini is the service manager at Bergie Ford in Lansdale, and he says a battery monitor is the best way to keep it juiced up. If you don't have one of those, go for a 20-minute ride instead.
If your battery loses a couple volts, it's going to push the alternator a lot harder than it needs to be.
And that could cause bigger problems down the road. Jana Tidwell with AAA Mid-Atlantic says dead batteries account for about 40% of the roadside assistance calls they've been receiving the past couple of weeks, and she says you should monitor your tires as well.
Adding an additional 10 psi of pressure to each tire will help prevent flat spots.
And it's a good thing spring came early this year, because small animals can seek shelter in your car when it's cold out. A Gloucester County town is preparing to issue isolation masks to each and every resident who wants one starting Friday morning. Logan Township Mayor Frank Miner says he was ready to spend $14,000 to $20,000 in municipal funds to get the masks on the open market, but now he won't have to spend a dime.
My fire chief reached out to one of our contacts over in the industrial park, and they got back to him and said, hey, look, what we're looking to do is to donate the masks to the township. We want to remain anonymous, and that's what they did.
Some 6,300 residents will be able to get a mask if they want one. Mayor Miner stressed that these masks are not the N95s the health professionals and first responders need.
These are the isolation masks that were deemed appropriate by the CDC. We are following all the regulations and all of the data that we receive from the CDC and from the governor's office in terms of what type of PPE is appropriate for residents.
There will be a drive-up location at Logan Elementary School Friday Friday and Saturday from 9 to noon for the next 2 weeks. Proof of residency will be required to get the masks. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.